Now, a conversation from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. StoryCorps recorded oral histories with veterans and family members across North Carolina. Charlotte resident David Engler talked with his son Logan about his 21 years of military service and Logan's experience growing up in a military family.
I had just gotten back from Afghanistan and they stripped us to Germany. And the Germans don't have 4th of July the way we do, of course, but on New Year's Eve, they have unbelievable fireworks. And it starts in the morning and it goes all day. And no one told us.
You'd see like giant flashes through the window and then bang, bang, bang. And it scared the hell out of me. I'm going to be honest. I was like that first year, it was like 10 and a half. And I'm like just seeing flashes and bangs.
I mean, I didn't think I had had any problems from it, but you know, after so many deployments and so many, especially that last one.
The last one, yeah.
And but then after that, I realized maybe a few months after that, I would get so angry after I got started like that. And that you and your, that's what made me feel so awful. Because I one day I looked and I saw that you and your brother were just frozen and you just didn't move and you just didn't know how to react. I'm like, oh man, I did that. And that really, really tore me up. I know that I missed your 2nd through 10th birthdays.
I think so.
Because I remember telling you I was going to Afghanistan and I said, hey buddy, I'm really sorry I'm not going to be here for your birthday. And you looked at me because you were 9 at the time. You said, that's okay, Dad. You've never been to any of my birthdays. And, you know, my heart got ripped in 3 pieces.
I mean, I think at the time I thought it was really normal because we were friends with a lot of military people. So it was kind of the same scenario with them. And I think that's one thing that's great about the military is that especially all the spouses and kids kind of all understand. So it's like, when you're in that like niche group, it's like really like relying on each other to help each other out.
When David was first deployed, just after 9/11, his wife was pregnant with Logan.
We were just told we were leaving. It was maybe October 2nd, so it wasn't a full month after the plane crashes. So they just sent us away. We didn't know. We didn't know if we were ever coming back. And so I wrote a letter a day to you, in just in case I'd never see you. They decided they were going to send our unit to Kyrgyzstan to help with some of the logistics. And so some very kind leadership folks that back in the United States knew that you were going to be born. So they pulled all the strings they could, and they got me home. And I think I was home 3 full days before you were born. so I got to be there before you were born. Luckily, because your mother would probably never speak to me again. And I think I got almost 90 full letters. I was gone for about 3 months. And so I wrote a letter a day, filled up a whole legal pad full of letters. For your little brother, I read a book, my next deployment.
Yeah, the next deployment was reading the book.
I read a book that we recorded for him, and I know he was so excited. He was cleaning his room a couple weeks ago.
Found it again and brought it down.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. So those are the scary memories that turned out to be good memories. We talk about that quite a bit with folks, right? Because I miss my friends who didn't come back. And so I try very hard to keep in contact with their children and hope that they would have in the same.
Yep.
If it had been the other way around. I remember writing letters to Ron's son and daughter after he had died and telling them all about him and all my memories for him. And their mom said they would keep them and so they could get letters about their dad.
This conversation was produced by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative and was funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Elizabeth Friend.